Bongino shocked to his core by FBI findings of corruption, political weaponization. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 26, 2025. FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino revealed that he was shocked to his core by the Federal Bureau of Investigations, FBI, discoveries regarding matters relating to corruption and political weaponization, adding that he would never be the same. In a post on X, Bongino expressed that things were happening at the FBI that might not be immediately visible. Bongino added that he and FBI Director Kash Patel were committed to stamping out public corruption and the political weaponization of both law enforcement and intelligence operations. "The director and I are committed to stamping out public corruption and the political weaponization of both law enforcement and intelligence operations," Bongino wrote. "It is a priority for us. But what I have learned in the course of our properly predicated and necessary investigations into these aforementioned matters has shocked me down to my core. We cannot run a republic like this," Bongino added. "I'll never be the same after learning what I've learned." Bongino added the FBI would be conducting righteous and proper investigations by the book and in accordance with the law, and there would be an honest and dignified effort at truth. "We are going to conduct these righteous and proper investigations by the book and in accordance with the law," Bongino added. "We are going to get the answers we all deserve. As with any investigation, I cannot predict where it will land. But I can promise you can expect an honest and dignified effort at truth. Not my truth, or your truth, but the truth." Bongino's post comes as reports previously surfaced that he and Attorney General Pam Bondi were at odds over Bondi's handling of files related to convicted sex criminal Jeffrey Epstein. The reports of Bondi and Bongino clashing came after the Department of Justice, DOJ, and FBI released a memo revealing that there was no evidence that Epstein had a client list and that an investigation found that Epstein had committed suicide. The memo also found that there was no credible evidence that Epstein had blackmailed prominent individuals. In the aftermath of the memo being released, President Donald Trump has defended Bondi, stating that she was doing a fantastic job. Trump also snapped at a reporter asking Bondi about the findings in the memo, and about why a minute was missing from the jailhouse tape on the night Epstein had died. Former Attorney General Merrick Garland also reportedly shared a cryptic message ahead of big moves in 2021 and 2022, according to Fox News. Garland was described as having stressed the importance of DOJ independence before an extremely controversial plea deal involving former President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden.